Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Zvachim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schoses Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Find Ziva Hagon B'Karav Mamish. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about the Chatas Ha'if and other Avodas as well that were done B'Keren Mizrachas Droimis in the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. And remember, that's the corner on the left-hand side, closest to the beginning of the Mizbeach. That Mishnah shows the difference between this Avoda and other Avodas. Kol Olam Mizbeach, anything that's brought up to the Mizbeach, or anyone that's going on top of the Mizbeach, if the Kohen has to go up onto the Mizbeach for whatever reason, Olam Derech Yamin, they go up on the right, which means when they're walking up the Kevesh, up the ramp in the Mizbeach, they walk up on the right-hand side, kind of like how we drive our cars nowadays. You're always driving on the right-hand side, unless, of course, you live in England and then everything's backwards. Umekifin, then they go around V'yardin Derech Smoil, and they go down the left-hand side, which basically means they're going up the right-hand side of the ramp. When they get to the top of the Mizbeach, they make a right, then they follow the wall all along. From there, they're going to be making a whole bunch of lefts until they get all the way till the end of the Mizbeach on the other side, and then they go down the left side of the ramp. So everyone's going to do that, chutz, except for min ha'olel l'shloshet dvar melu, for somebody going up for these three things. Remember, in the previous Mishnah, we had mentioned three different things that are going to be brought on the Keren Mizrachas Droimis, the southwestern corner, above the halfway mark. So that means the Kohen has to go to the top in the Mizbeach. How does he do that? Shayu olim v'chayzrim le'akev, they go up and turn around and go back the same way they came, which means they walk up the left side of the ramp, turn immediately to their left, which is where the Keren Mizrachas Droimis is, and then they do whatever they have to do, and then turn right back around and go right back down the same way that they came up, which is the left-hand side. And that's because since they're doing this Avoda on the left-hand side of the Mizbeach anyway, they don't have to go up, make a right, and make this huge circle all the way around the top. They just go up the left-hand side and make a left. Now, moving on to Mishnah Dalet, we pick up to where we had left off. We had a little bit of a diversion because we had mentioned Chata Sa'if and how its Avoda was done by Keren Mizrachas Droimis, and then we started talking about other Avodas that were done by Keren Mizrachas Droimis. So now we get back to Chata Sa'if, and we get into all the details. Chata Sa'if, Ketzad Hoysa Nases, how is a carbon Chatos, which was a bird, done? Hayim Malik as Roshim Mimul Arpa. He would do Malika to its head on the back of its neck. Now, Malika, says the Gemara, is one of the most difficult Avodas in the entire Beis HaMikdash. It was this very complicated Avoda in which the Kohen would hold the bird in his left hand, basically grasping its wings and its body and its head all in one complicated hold in the left hand, and the back of its neck was exposed. And then he would take his right hand, specifically his right thumbnail, which was very long and sharp, and use that as a knife to cut the back of the bird's neck. Now here's an important nekuda. Ve'einoy mavdil, he doesn't separate it, which means he only cuts one of the simanim. We have the kun and the veshit, the trachea and the esophagus. He only cuts one of those. He doesn't completely sever the head. Then what does he do? Umazim idam al kerem mizbeach, he sprinkles from its blood onto the wall of the mizbeach, which is by the southwestern corner on the bottom half of it. Shiare hadam, the rest of the blood, what does he do? Hayim esmatze al yasoid, he squeezes it onto the yasoid. And what's done with the rest of the bird? Elam mizbeach al adama, the only part of the bird that's going on the mizbeach is its blood. Vakula, the rest of the bird, l'kayhanim, is for the kayhanim, they get to eat it. And we're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah Hay and Vav, moving on to discuss a different type of bird carbon, namely oilas ha'if, and see the differences between chatas ha'if and oilas ha'if. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.